This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Nicholas of Myra, better known as Santa Claus. It is indeed an unusual personality which God allows to be remembered as an example of goodness for many years after his death. But such is the case with Saint Nicholas, the Bishop of Myra. Born in the 4th century, he was given the title of saint by popular acceptance of his life, works, and numerous miracles. It is known that he was arrested during the time of Diocletian's general persecution of the Christians in 303 AD. He is patron saint of Greece and Sicily, and, along with Saint Andrew, one of the apostles, is named the patron saint of Russia. In the latter Middle Ages, almost 400 churches were dedicated to his honor in England alone, and it is said that he is represented by Christian artists more frequently than any saint except Our Lady. Several stories of his life are well known. When his parents died while he was still young, he decided to use his new wealth for works of charity. The opportunity arose when he heard of an impoverished family of three daughters who could not marry because they had no dowry. Their father felt he had no other choice but to turn the girls toward prostitution. When Nicholas heard of this, he took a bag of his gold and, at night time, threw it in at the open window of the man's house. The oldest girl had now received her dowry, and she was soon married. After a time, Nicholas did the same for each of the other daughters. But the father kept watch, recognized Nicholas, and soon spread the news of his gifts. At another time, the local governor was bribed to condemn three innocent men to death. When the time for the execution arrived, Nicholas, who was then a bishop, went to the spot and stopped the execution by accusing the governor with such skill that he admitted his own guilt, apologized, and freed the innocent men. There were three officials of the emperor present, who were themselves later jailed in Constantinople under false charges, and faced death under an order signed by the Roman emperor Constantine. Remembering how Nicholas had stayed one execution in his love for justice, they prayed to God for help. That very night, Saint Nicholas appeared in a dream to Constantine and told him in no uncertain words that he was to release the three innocent men. The next day, the emperor questioned the three men, and when he heard that they had called on the name of Nicholas of Myra, who had appeared to him, they were immediately released. Saint Nicholas is venerated as the patron of sailors in the East because, according to a legend, during his lifetime, he appeared to storm-tossed mariners who invoked his aid off the coast of Lycia and brought them safely to port. The deliverance of the three imperial officers naturally causes Saint Nicholas to be invoked by and on behalf of prisoners and captives. In the West, he is a patron of children because of his loving charity to the three needy girls. In Europe, this led to the tradition of giving presents in his name at Christmas time. In America, Saint Nick or Santa Claus is thought to be a jolly magical elf who can tell which children are good so he can deliver their presents on Christmas Eve. We must not forget that there was a real Nicholas who strove for justice and loving charity. It was for love of God that he lived his life and for which he was rewarded with sanctity. We too have a God-given opportunity to imitate this saint and become our own Saint Nicholas this Christmas season and throughout the year as well. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.